Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I just can't take it anymore. It's so frustrating, BT. This is the first, actually, Giants game that I got wrong, and of course I put money on it. I had the Bills yesterday, Steelers yesterday, and Giants, and I hit everything else. The Giants was the one game, and really they had no chance. Outside of the opening drive after that, I don't care that they came back. Like, they couldn't stop them. But it's immensely frustrating when we thought that, and whether I was higher on the Giants than you were the rest of the way here, but we all thought that the Giants were back to being at least competent, competitive football team once Jackson Dart took over, beating the Chargers. Okay, even with the loss with the Saints, they gave them the benefit of the doubt. Beat the Eagles. Okay, here we go. Should have beaten the Broncos. Like, and then it's just regression from there. Ass kicked by the Eagles. Okay, it happens. Ass kicked at home to the Niners. That can't happen. Who knows the rest of the way? To me, who cares? Like, I don't care. I literally don't care if they go 8-0. It is not enough to take a chance on Shane and Dable again. Now, they're not going to go 8-0, we know that, but even if they were to finish that strong, or 7-1, whatever, enough, dude, it's enough. Like, there's nothing left to see for me with Joe Shane or Brian Dable, and I just hope that ownership is there, because my fear is that they keep Shane and let Dable go.
I don't see that at this point. I don't. Now, could a couple of wins change that? Yeah, I mean, I guess anything's possible here, but I think it's going to be really ugly. I remember saying to you middle of last week, I think there's a chance that the Jets wind up with more wins than the Giants.
Yeah.
I really believe that. So I think when you start hearing quotes...
God, that would be awful.
I know.
No excuse for that.
No, I mean, it shouldn't be. No, not when you have a two-game lead and you're showing, you know, before the Jets won one, and obviously, whatever. It's not about the Jets. It's about the Giants here. But that's just to kind of illuminate where I'm at with these Giants. And even going into the Niners game, I didn't think that they would look very, very good. I just think that the quotes now that you're starting to hear from certain players, you know, it is a very ominous sign. And you start getting to this point, and you're 2-7, and very likely going to be 2-8, and 3-11, or whatever. And the scoreboard looks less and less competitive. Guys start packing up, and they mentally check out. And I actually think more so, will they be back next year? I think the more direct question will be, will they finish the year? Will Dable get to finish the year? I think that that's now in play, because I think this is going to go sideways emotionally. I think that yesterday just sounded ugly from the players. It looked ugly. And I thought Dable himself almost seemed, sadly, resigned to his fate. Didn't offer much punchback, and almost like he knows it's over.
He's got to know it. There's nothing like... He went
but
with
you
Jack.
Still can't show it.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. I know he knows. He's not a dummy. He knows it. But I think he projected it yesterday.
At least with Dable, he wants it. You could tell he wants it. And he desperately wants it now even more, because he believes in Jackson Dart. And he believes that he could have something here. The problem is, he knows his fate, where I can't look at the players and say that all of them to a man want it. You look at the way that some of them have played.
Banks checking out of a tackle. Obviously, okay. Lawrence, we touched on before.
You look at the way that they are answering the questions in the postgame. I don't, like, outside of Burns, and I'm not saying that he's the only one, but he's the one that I saw even last week, like with the, or in Denver, the frustration that he has. He's angry, ticked off. That's how you should be, embarrassed. And the other guys are just like Dexter Lawrence, like, I'm good. I don't really want to play anywhere else. I'm good. And doesn't look like he's mad or embarrassed. Like, where's the anger? Where's the frustration from some of these
guys?
I'm
going to tell you what the answer is. They're used to it. When you get used to losing, that's what it sounds like, guys. When you get used to losing.
3 straight years, 2-7, BT, to start.
Yep.
Day, like,
yep. The resistance begins to fade. And it's almost a level of acceptance of your fate. And this is what it sounds like. And this is what it looks like.
BT and Sal on the fan. Charles is in Lincroft. What's up, Charles?
Hey, bud.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
How are you, Charles?
Good.
I'm good. I mean, I've been on hold for a little bit now, and you guys have kind of, you know, touched all the bases, is what I was about to say. I mean, it's not, you know, rocket science. They got to go, these two guys. You look at, and what you were saying, BT, before, I couldn't agree with you more. About, people are trying to tell me, oh, you know, if Brian Daboll goes, it's going to ruin Jackson Dart, or these guys need to be together. That's such a bad take for the people that are out there saying that. If Jackson Dart is good, he'll be good. As you brought up, BT, you've seen the examples with other head coaches throughout the league.
Yep.
This guy's a terrible head coach. Get him out. Why is Deontay Banks on this football team? Why is Darius Slayton employed?
Because Joe Shane drafted one and signed the other. I mean, that's why. So it's Joe Shane, too.
And then let's get to Shane for a second before you guys hang up on me. Why? Like, some of the stuff this guy does is just undefendable, man. Like, that Bronco game, he should have been fired after that game. Why am I watching Graham Gano miss field goals still? Why do they not have a kicker, Sal? There's so many things that you can point to, and yes, you said it's year four, and they're 2-7 again, and this team sucks again. Like, I've never seen such a long leash before for people that just have sucked and sucked and sucked. Like, you guys come to do a radio show every day. That's why you're at WFAN. What does Shane Bowen do at the New York Giants? What does Deontay Banks do? I don't know. Like, what are they doing?
Well,
out. I'm sick of...
Sorry, go ahead, Charles.
I'm just sick of watching this garbage every Sunday. So I turned on Red Zone in the third quarter yesterday. I can't watch this.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm done.
Watch some real football.
I'm done.
There was some crazy... And thanks for the call, Charles. There was some crazy action. We'll get to the NFL around the league a little bit and coming up after we break here. But... yeah, I mean, as much, you could be as positive as you want in the Giants, and I tried to give them the benefit of the doubt time after time again. I'd like to hear anybody in that building defend not only some of the moves, and you could, like, the people in the building were saying last year Shane had a great draft. And my counter was, well, then how come they haven't won games? Because usually good football players add up to wins. Like, somebody's got to be responsible. Okay, educate me. I'm just a loudmouth, know-nothing fan. Then tell me how you could have great drafts, great signings, a great quarterback, and still suck week after week with the losses. Tell me how that's possible. And to the caller's point, BT, it's not 1 year. It's now 3 straight years of regression. Like, that's it. It's over. We don't need to continue to beat the dead horse. That should be it. And the question should... I do have hesitation saying that they're going to fire both. They better... I think that they should. I'm still not 100% sure that that's going to be the case. But once they do, then it could be about, okay, well, now what? Who's next to maximize what Jackson Dart?
There was a point where I thought that was possible, and I guess I still do. And really, more specifically, there was a point where I was willing to have that conversation where, all right, you know, you got to move on from the head coach. I think most of us kind of felt that. But maybe there's some evidence. Keep the general manager. I'm not looking to have that conversation anymore. With all due respect, you have to start over.
Yeah, 4 years.
Yeah, you have to.
It's more than enough. WFAN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.